Ketamine is an animal painkiller that's used illegally by humans as a recreational drug. Ketamine users talk of entering the K-hole. If that's the upside, the downside can be bladder problems, with some ketamine users needing to have their bladders removed. Government advisers say the risks are so serious ketamine should be reclassified as a more dangerous drug. Dave Howard from BBC Radio 1's Newsbeat is here.
Well, ketamine is a Class C substance, putting it officially among the least harmful of illegal drugs and the least likely to attract serious punishment. Now, though, the government's official advisory council for the misuse of drugs says it should be upgraded to Class B, meaning a harsher maximum punishment for carrying it. It would go up from 2 to 5 years behind bars. They put that proposed change down to new information about health risks. It crystallises in the bladder, shrinking and hardening the organ so that it can't hold fluid and it becomes agony to pee. Anthony Kouparis is a consultant urologist at Bristol's Southmead Hospital.
We run a one-stop clinic where we assess lots of patients with urological problems. And we get all comers into the clinic, and about once or twice each month we will be referred a young patient with bladder symptoms with also an associated story of ketamine use. People's waterworks can be that bad and the damage to their bladder can be so irreversible that the only option is to remove the bladder or do something to what we call augment the bladder, so to increase the capacity. But again, that's still a big operation.
Now, we've also spoken to one of Mr. Kouparis' patients, a 25-year-old who we've given the fake name Molly. After 5 years of heavy ketamine use, she has to pee 3 times an hour and is waiting for a second operation now to try to have her bladder stretched back to normal size. If that fails, she's been told she'll probably have to have it removed. We got an actor to speak her words to protect her identity. She told us how she used to get the drug from squats that she describes as crack dens.
I'm from a good home, decent upbringing.
But you also told me, sort of by contrast, that you've been sort of sitting on the floor of...
crack dens. Waiting to, buy ketamine. I'd sit around looking at all the others who sort of lived in these squats and things, and I'd say that I'm not like these people. Now I look at them and I say that I'm just like them.
And then you get to a point, or a lot of users get to a point, where actually they've got pains in their sort of waterworks and stuff, and the temptation is to keep taking it.
You're writhing in agony. The only thing that takes that away is ketamine. I have to go to the toilet 3 times an hour. It takes me ages to get started, and it's just absolute agony. The fact that I'm actually peeing blood, like sizable blood clots, and also something that probably ketamine users will relate to is jelly. Ketamine being a Class C, I think, is ridiculous. It's not taken that long for me to completely ruin my bladder. I'm really craving it. But then there's also the part of me which, you know, the desire to stop, you know, sort of make my parents proud again.
Just mentioning your parents gets you.
I think that's the catalyst for wanting to stop. Because my parents found out about it all in a really sort of traumatic way. They caught me on it and they saw just the little girl in such a horrendous state. I beat myself up having to put my parents through that.
Another ketamine user we've spoken to is 28-year-old Jeff. That's a fake name as well. He's trying to quit after 10 years on the drug and thinks that it's at least as dangerous as some Class A substances that he's tried. Now, while he is also concerned about his bladder, more worrying for him is another side effect that this ACMD report mentions: memory loss. He's a rapper who, when he's on stage, can't remember his lyrics.
I actually need to be able to speak articulately. If I take the drug even sort of a couple of days before I have a show, it's really noticeable in my voice. I'll forget my lines, and when it's destroying something you love, it's not worth it, really.
Why did you start taking it?
Where I used to live, there was nothing to do at all, really. we had this mentality of really sort of battering whatever substance we had in front of us. I've seen people have these cramps, have hot sweats, literally not be able to move, and then that night get back on it.
And Eddie, we've heard only briefly from the Home Office on this. They say they're grateful to the ACMD for the new advice. This is a report that the Home Secretary specifically asked them to prepare, they say, and that ministers will look into it and respond in due course.
Dave Howard from Radio 1's Newsbeat. 5:30 on Radio 4 with the BBC News, Corey Caulfield.
Millions of